Dominic Fash, president of Sophie Antipoli Foundation. What's the role of Sophie Antipoli as a driver of economy and knowledge-based activities in the south of France?
Sophie Antipoli is probably the oldest science park in Europe. And if I answer directly to your question, the effect and the role of Sophie Antipoli is to have created about 35,000 jobs in high-tech, which mean probably 100,000 jobs, because you know the factor of multiplication. And it created about 2 million square meters of labs, university. But the most important thing is it gave to our region, the Côte d'Azur, another challenge, another frontier. We were a tourism-devoted region, and now we are a high-tech region, because the turnover of high-tech is about 6 billion euro a year, which is more important than tourism on the Côte d'Azur.
And what's the secret of this success, and is it, in your opinion, possible to export it elsewhere?
The experience shows, and this is the experience of ISP, because we created Sophie Antipoli, the ISP. At the first meeting, there was 8 people, if I remember well. It was in July 84. Now there is almost 400 members. So with a factor of adaptation, when we created Sophie Antipoli, there was no internet. So the world changed. With the factor of adaptation, everywhere in the world, you have this phenomenon of modernization. The knowledge is becoming accessible everywhere in the world. And the technologies are expanding more and more quickly. So you find this at the beginning, it was basically developed countries, Europe, states. Now comes the time of the BRICS, of China, of Russia, of India. I'm going to talk about Russia today. There's a new time, and the phenomenon is becoming, even in non-developing countries, new players like Malaysia, like Dominican Republic, like Ecuador, and so on. So it's going worldwide. Now, what is going to be the next generation of this? How much the tools are going to be changed? I just give one example. Today, university are going to tremendously change. It's happening in the States. It's not coming in Europe. It's called the MOOC, the massive online course. And the worldwide knowledge has become accessible from everywhere in the world. And it changed a lot the concept of university by itself.
This could be a change for the Eastern Europe, for example.
It is a change, definitely, for Eastern Europe to reach a level of development that they need. It's a chance also for Russia. And if you come up with some kind of economic decentralization, economic development, you come up with political, so, which can be a chance also for Russia.